What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world.
What's up, Sammy?
Hey, Parker. How you doing, buddy? Happy middle of summer to you.
Happy middle of the summer to you. You know what's funny? I like check on my weather app sometimes, and they say that the air quality in New York City is too bad for people with asthma. So sometimes I have to stay inside. Never felt that before.
Yeah, welcome to New York, man. Just you got a mask. Just wear it when you walk outside. You'll be fine.
That's also very true. dang, now that I think about it, well, I may be mandated to wear a mask anyway, so maybe that'll help. But it's actually from the fires out west. It's crazy that
Yeah, it's been smoggy here too.
It's wild.
It's a shame. Wildfire, man.
That works. But there's some cool stuff going on in the world right now. Minus all of that, I think the Olympics are going on right now. You got a lot of people with mental fortitude in one place. Think about that.
You really do. That'd be a good place to just do spontaneous podcasts if we could get in. But were you able to watch the opening ceremonies?
I watched it like for 5 minutes. Just like, it gets a little boring when you're just watching. Oh, we're going to see Belgium. Everyone walk in. Belgium, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like...
McPartland and I, we recorded it and then we fast forwarded through all the Parade of the Nations. But there was a really cool, if people haven't seen it, there was a really cool part that I highly recommend you watch. Japan, they did like the history of all the different pictograms that are used to represent different sports. And then they live action acted them out. It was very like Japanese game show-esque and it was incredible. So if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend you watch that. It has nothing to do with mental fortitude, but it's pretty darn cool. So
did you see it like the halftime show of like the 3-on-3 basketball? They had like a robotic, or it was like,
oh, I heard about one that. Of the,
it was like a robot that they built that was like shooting hoops. It's like hilarious. It's incredible.
It's impressive, man. It's impressive. So speaking of the Olympics, because gosh, I wish it wasn't COVID, because the Olympics are one of my favorite events to watch. I love the nationalism that's associated with the Olympics, the pride, and just monitoring all the different unique, cool events and getting invested in these athletes and their backstories and where they're from or across the country. It's so fun, and it's sad it's not getting as much light as it normally does. But one story that, maybe two stories actually, that got a lot of light in the past week that I think relate to mental fortitude and your mental health was Naomi Osaka being the face of the Olympics. And I actually said to Matt when we were watching them, she was the person that lit the Olympic, you know, flame, the torch for its final leg. And as she was walking up the steps, you could tell she like looked stressed and not happy. And, you know, she is battled mental health. And then we just had Simone Biles as well, not compete in an event because of her mental health. And I think it's just a really interesting topic to talk about, and how I can't remember the last time athletes were, you know, confident enough to talk about their mental health and, you know, that would make them not compete in events. So I don't know if it's good progress or bad progress that they're getting ridiculed for it. So I don't know. It's interesting.
I feel like from all the social media and news I intake, it seems like they're getting a lot of praise for what they have been doing to step up and, you know, focus on themselves. And I praise especially Simone Biles. I mean, she is literally the greatest gymnast of like the history of the world. Think about her going up like to do what she was doing as the face of the Olympics. Like everyone has the highest of high expectations of her. And her family is not there. You know, I read that her mom had been at like every event that she's ever done since she was like a child. And because of COVID, they weren't able to come. And, you know, she, you know, wanted to focus on her. And she didn't feel like she was in the right state of mind to perform at the Olympic level that you know, her teammates and I guess the rest of America and the world would expect. So she took herself out of it. And yes, the U.S. didn't win gold in the team competition. They won silver, but it just shows, I think, the mental fortitude that she had to take that step back and have that self-awareness for herself and say, I need to do this because I'm not in a right place. Think of how vulnerable she had to be to do that. And now she's getting either criticized or praised for it. It's crazy.
I think it's tough, man, right? Like, I absolutely empathize with, you know, mental health is a real thing that people need to be concerned about. It's just hard, right? When the Olympics happen once every 4 years for them, and that's a lot of, even the Super Bowl, man. Four Super Bowls occur for every one Olympics. Four opportunities for Tom Brady to shine, right?
Team sport too.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. There's obviously a lot of pressure on her, and I'm glad that she did what she needed to do to be healthy. And yeah, to her point of knowing her own body and her own mind, she actually thought that not only was it better for her, but it was better for the team to win for using someone else because she just couldn't focus and couldn't deal with it in that moment. And that takes a lot of self-awareness. It's interesting, though, because people probably hear the word mental fortitude and are like, Parker and Sam, what do you mean? She didn't have mental fortitude. She couldn't push through her mental adversity to get it, right? They're like, what do you mean? And I hear that side, right? You obviously have to push yourself and try to push past and outside of your comfort zone. But there's a difference between going outside of your comfort zone and dealing with, you know, a mental injury or a mental illness and trying to, you know, deal with all that pressure. It is a fine line, though, right? I don't know how you can always know which situation you're in.
You make a good point, though. I mean, I think it's very, for me, to look at like the greatest athlete in the world at her sport and say, hey, like, I need to worry about my mental health, my health before I can even pursue this. It's like the biggest, you know, the thing that she's been training for the last 5 years, and for her to pull herself out, it's amazing. That, like, that is mental fortitude, to understand where you're at and, you know, maybe you're in a situation that isn't right for you, and having the mental fortitude to stand up to all the haters, stand up to all the criticism, and do what's right for you sometimes. You know, obviously we're not all Olympians. Most of us will never even come close to that situation that Simone Biles has gone through. But, you know, if you want to, for me, a learning lesson from that is there's no situation that is big enough where you can't take moment or time for yourself. There's nothing big enough where you have to be in a place or a position where you feel so much discomfort that you have to continue with that.
If this past Super Bowl, Tom Brady decided he didn't want to play because his head wasn't in the right place, what do you think the reactions would have been?
Oof, I don't know. Probably not positive.
Right? It's, and it, you know, I don't know whether what's right or wrong. I'm merely just bringing up that hypothetical scenario. These athletes are constantly put in not just the most demanding physical situations, but some of the most demanding mental situations as well. And they have to equally, if not more, train their minds, their mindset, and their mentality to be able to perform on some of these largest stages. You know, sports psychologists and visualizing you achieving your goals. I mean, I'm sure she's visualized this moment for over 4 years, right? And training for this. Yeah, her whole life, right? And
she's been at the top. She's done it.
She's been at the top. She has done it, but now she has to live for the rest of her life knowing that she unfortunately couldn't compete in this event. And that will take her even more mental fortitude over her now lifetime to help her not have regret and realize that she made the right decision for her in that moment. Because a lot of times people look back on events and say, well, I could have, or I should have, and I could have done this differently. And she now has to not think like that if she wants to, you know, stay fulfilled and happy. It's hard.
I think the impact of that moment and what she's done is going to be so much greater if she had won, for example, a gold medal for her team. She is literally at the top of the top, and she has set a new precedent for not just athletes, but for people to focus on their mental health, and mental health comes first. And going forward, I can assure you that she's going to be an advocate of that and change hundreds, thousands, if not millions of lives through that idea. So while she did not stand at the top with, you know, the national anthem playing in the background holding her gold medal, I think she won something even bigger than that, if you want me to be completely honest.
I love that point, Parker, because this goes back to, right, like, what is everyone's goal in their life? For everyone, it's different, but perhaps for her, it's to make the biggest positive impact she can on the world, right? And people probably think, well, winning a gold medal for your country brings so much, you know, national pride, and you'll inspire so many young athletes, right? That does make a huge impact, don't get me wrong. But what makes an even larger impact is helping all those people who are also struggling with, you know, mental health and mental illness realize that they're not alone. And even the greatest performing athletes of all time go through that. That has an even bigger outstanding impact. And so it'd be interesting to talk to Simone and hear, like, what, well, like, right now, what is your goal on this earth? Because it's probably not to be the best gymnast anymore. She did that. If I had to guess, it'd probably be to impact as many people in a positive way as I can. And she did that, right?
Listen, we don't know what it was. Maybe it was never to be the best gymnast in the entire world. Maybe that's what everyone thought. But, you know, maybe she had something different. And I think, to your point, she's going to inspire so many people, whether they're top professionals in the sports world or whomever, to just, you know, make sure you're good internally first, and then you can do the rest. That all comes after. But it's like a life lesson that you would read in like a book or like a movie or whatever, and we got it in front of our eyes in real time. So kudos to her. And she had the mental fortitude to do what was right for her, and that's just amazing. So, Sam, we do have Parker's perspective, as always. I found this quote.
It better be an Olympic quote.
All right, Elevation Nation. So this quote is just about being vulnerable, and it's said by one of the greatest Olympians of all time, Michael Phelps. Since the day I opened up about my emotions, it's just been so much easier to live and so much easier to enjoy life. Sometimes I feel like as a like Olympic athlete, you think of like mental toughness. And Sam, we've talked about mental toughness. It's like, don't show any signs of weakness, and that will display that toughness to the rest of the world. But I think in what we've seen with Simone and what, you know, Michael Phelps has gone through too, and, you know, our own experiences too, it's the times that you get vulnerable with yourself and other people that allow you to live a more truthful, fulfilling life, that you're not really scared to get behind. You're not like hiding anything at that point. So I just love that quote.
I think it's good, man. In the spirit of the Olympics, in the spirit of mental health, everybody, go cheer on Team USA. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mindset. Take care of your mental fortitude. And let's bring home the gold.
Let's elevate.
Until next week. Peace.
Hey, it's Parker again. Thanks for listening to Fortitude in 15 this week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. If you want to join the nation and follow Sam and my journey, you can follow us at elevationnation.io. or you can visit us on the web at www.elevationnation.io. DM us, text us, email us if you want to share your story, you have any ideas for the podcast, or if you think anyone else should join our conversations. Our intro is produced by Jay. Shoot him a follow on Instagram at produced by Jay. Thanks to our mentors, Rich Keller and David Hess, for their constant support. Be sure to tune in for the next conversation. See you then.